From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Palestinian protesters clashed with Israeli troops in the West Bank for the third time and day on Saturday. This follows U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Protesters hurled stones at troops who responded using tear gas and other riot dispersal means. Mr. Trump's declaration set off a wave of protests across the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and the wider Arab and Muslim world. The UN political affairs chief expressed willingness to ease tension on the Korean Peninsula during a visit to North Korea this week. That's according to state media. This is amid a rising war of words over the North's missile and nuclear programs. Reuters' Samantha Vada reports.
It was the first UN visit to North Korea in years. Political Affairs Chief Jeffrey Feltman returning from his four-day trip to Pyongyang on Saturday, where state media says he expressed willingness to ease tension on the Korean Peninsula. It also said the UN envoy acknowledged the negative impact of sanctions on humanitarian aid to the country. Feltman's the highest-level UN official to visit North Korea since 2012.
Ukrainian police Friday rearrested former Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili after he was freed from police custody earlier this week in dramatic fashion by his supporters. Prosecutors say that police detained him in Kiev and they're holding him in a temporary detention facility. Hundreds were shouting shame. Those were his supporters. This is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors say former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort may have violated a court gag order by editing an opinion article that ran Thursday in English-language newspapers in Ukraine. The evidence was part of a vast trove of evidential paraphernalia collected by the legal team of U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is charged with investigating possible links between Russia and President Trump's former campaign. Manafort and Mr. Trump and the advisor, Rick Gates, I should say Manafort and the Trump campaign advisor, Rick Gates, have pleaded not guilty to a 12-count indictment as part of Mueller's investigation to alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and potential collusion with Trump associates. They're also charged with conspiring to launder money, conspiracy against the United States, and failing to register as foreign agents of Ukraine's former pro-Russian government. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed his outrage about the attack against a UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, in which at least 15 Tanzanian peacekeepers and five Congolese soldiers died and more than 50 were injured.
This is the worst attack on UN peacekeepers in the organization's recent history. It is another indication of the enormous sacrifices made by troop-contributing countries in the service of global peace.
Council members met in a closed session Friday afternoon to discuss the attack after holding a moment of silence and tribute to those victims. The peacekeepers were part of a special intervention force based in eastern Congo. This attack occurred late Thursday in troubled North Kivu province. Firefighters continue to battle several wind-fueled wildfires in Southern California. This is including a new rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. Over the past 5 days, the fires have destroyed at least 500 structures and forced about 190,000 people to evacuate their homes, according to officials. They also say that more than 5,700 firefighters accompanied by helicopters are spraying and dumping water and fire retardant to slow the spread of six large wildfires and other smaller blazes that have erupted since Monday. The fires, stoked by relentless westward Santa Anita winds, are torching areas along the Pacific coast from San Diego to Santa Barbara County, with 370 kilometers to the north. President Donald Trump issued a federal declaration for California. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.